proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast. We continue our series about preaching the gospel to the Jews, which Paul did in the 13th chapter of the book of Acts, looking at the preamble to Paul's presentation. Paul began his message by briefly reviewing the earliest days of Jewish history. His theme centered upon the blessings which God provided for the Jewish people. The apostle referred to his audience as, quote, men of Israel, and ye that fear God, unquote. Such a salutation implied that the congregation which met in the synagogue of Pisidian Antioch, that congregation consisted of righteous Gentiles, as well as ethnic Jews. Paul noted that, quote, the God of this people of Israel chose our fathers and exalted the people when they dwelt as strangers in the land of Egypt, and with an high arm brought he them out of it, unquote. Through that statement, the apostle recognized the sovereignty of God, the plight of the Jewish nation, and the power of God to deliver people from bondage. In the 7th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, God explained his reasons for selecting the Jewish people as his inheritance. Quote, the Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you because you were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people, but because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, unquote. In short, God remembered the agreements he had made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and honored those covenants. That is why God chose the Jewish people to be his peculiar treasure. When God covenanted with Abraham, according to Genesis chapter 15, he alluded to the future sufferings of the Jewish people. God told Abraham on that occasion, quote, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years, unquote. Before God would allow the Jewish people to enjoy their inheritance which he had given them, God desired for them to learn what servitude to a pagan nation would entail. God also reassured Abraham that the Jewish people's bondage in Egypt would, in fact, come to an end. He said, quote, that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterwards shall they come out with great substance, unquote. Not only would God free the Jewish people from bondage, he would enrich them with bounty taken from their Egyptian overlords. Furthermore, God manifested his power to the Egyptians in the way he delivered the Jews. God sent 10 plagues upon the Egyptian people. Each of these afflictions in some way demonstrated the powerlessness of the purported Egyptian deities, their powerlessness to withstand God. For example, the plague of frogs reflected upon the powerlessness of Hecate, a frog-headed supposed goddess of fertility. The power of Hecate could not control the fecundity of those amphibious creatures. By focusing on early Jewish history, Paul got the attention of the synagogue's attendees. This approach helped put them in a favorable frame of mind. It would also cause them to perceive God as their source of deliverance. The apostle would later link this motif with Jesus Christ as God's Savior from sin. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.